Okay, so we're making a short summary about the halachas that we discussed yesterday. Cholish Eish B'Sakana is obviously somebody who's got is in a situation of a Pekuach Nefesh. There is, obviously, when he's Mechal Shabbos for him. This is perfectly mutan. It's a mitzvah Mechal Shabbos for a person who's a Cholish Eish B'Sakana. Now, we discussed yesterday that anything internal, anybody who feels that there's internal pain, internal wounds, anything which is internal, we assume straight away that this is a pikuach nefesh, for the simple reason because we can't actually see what happens inside the person's body, and therefore something which is internal is automatically classified as a cholish eish b'sakana, unless you know for sure that it is not. But if in doubt, we are straight away assuming that it's a cholish eish b'sakana. Somebody feels, chas v'shalom, it's got tremendous pain. Anyway, internal, you're going to be... It's perfectly okay to mechal Shabbos for it, unless obviously if you ate a heavy chonant or something like that, and you know that it's probably not a sakonas nefoshes, then obviously you're not going to be mechal Shabbos for that. But generally, anything which is internal, we assume that it ends aich oimed, as we said, and it's classified as bekuach nefesh. You're not mechal Shabbos for that. We're going to see today that this is as opposed to something which is external, wounds which are external, as you can see much better what goes on, and you have a clearer picture what goes on, you don't automatically assume it's a pikuach nefesh, rather you're going to see what the situation is. If it is, then obviously you're not going to be mechal Shabbos. If it's not, if it doesn't look like any serious wound, then you're not going to be mechal Shabbos. That is what we're going to be covering today. Another very crucial point, and very, very important point that we discussed yesterday, is the is Sifkot Yudalet in Mishneh Berurah, and it's actually based on the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dalet, who says that if there is a person who is in a situation of Bikuach Nefesh and is classified as a Cholish Eish B'Sakana, not only you are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life, and not only you're allowed to do all the Chilul Shabbos which are necessary to keep him alive, rather you're also allowed to do things which are not necessarily saving his life, but are going to help him. Anything which help him, which eases pain, or make him more comfortable, all those things are also going to be mutter to Michal. You're allowed to do that for a person who is in a situation of a pikuach nefesh, of a cholish eish b'sakana. Now the truth is that, as we saw yesterday, the Mishneh Berurah differentiates between the Raises and the Rabbonons. He said the Raises maybe should ask a Goy. If it's the Rabbonon, you shouldn't ask a Goy. However, as I pointed out, the Bialocha at the very end of this page over here, he says that anything which you have to, basically, Halacha Lemaisa, this is only the case if you're 100% sure it makes no difference at all. This is only the halacha. If you're 100% sure it makes no difference, if you're in that, if you think that actually this might be able to help him, this might be helping him, this might help as well, you know, if there is such a chance and such a possibility, then obviously you're not to be Chal Shabbos for that. That is what we discussed yesterday. Right, the coffee is a very extreme example. The more straightforward case would be the air conditioning that we mentioned yesterday, to raise the comfort level of the cholish eish b'sakana. That is precisely what the Bialocha says, that, you know, to ease his pain, to make him more comfortable, or, you know, just to take painkillers on a terminally ill person, Rachmana Litzlan, all those things is clearly mutter. Now, the coffee example that we mentioned yesterday is an example which I personally made up, but I firmly believe this is also included in that, because it is known in the medical world and the post-game take on like that, that psychological well-being of a person makes a very, very significant impact on its physical health. And therefore, if a cholish eish b'sakana wishes, he feels, he wants, he desires, he wishes a bit of that kind of drink, that's what's going to help him, that's what he feels that is going to make him feel better, then if you say no to such a person, you need to have a big achayas, you need to have a big plate to be able to say no to a person. No, listen, we can't actually do that on Shabbos. If he wishes that and he's that kind of person who is in a matzav of a pikuach nefesh, you're not going to say no to such a person because it might be part of this Magen Mishneh that is Matinat. However, having said that, this actual example of the coffee or the tea might be, you know, this makes no difference whether, you know, it has it now or in 10 minutes or 20 minutes. So therefore, obviously, Aruch Lamais, it might be better to ask a Goy because it makes no difference to him. Right? If all those cases, if you can ask a Goy, of course, it's better. But Aruch Lamais, if there's no availability for such a, there's no such option, then I believe that it's also part of this Magid Mishneh and one should be making it as well. Right. We're going to carry on today with Seif Hei. which is a direct continuation of Seif Dalet. Was there any questions about what we discussed until now, or is that clear? Okay. Mako she'eino shel chalal, a wound which is not internal. Nisholin bevoki uvachoyle. You can't automatically assume that's a pikuach nefesh. Rather, nisholin, you ask the boki, a person. A boki basically means a doctor or medical opinion about this particular illness. Uvachoyle, you're also going to ask the choyle, the person who's not feeling well, how serious is the situation? How unwell is he? Ve'ein mechalin olav shabbos, and you're not mechal shabbos for him. You don't break shabbos for him. Ad sheyoyma echod mehem, until one of those two people mentioned says, so either the boki, either the medical opinion, or the choyle himself, either one of them has to say, shehu tzorichil. He said, no, actually, we need to break Shabbos for that. I'm really not well. Or this particular patient really needs to, you need to break Shabbos for him. Oy, alternatively, sheyanse echot, etzel echot mehem, sakonis nefoshes. The Mishnah Berurah changes the gears over here. It doesn't have to be a sakonis nefoshes. It can also be a sofek sakonis nefoshes, that we're going to see in a minute. Basically, this seif tells us that as opposed to a makor, which is an internal makor, an internal wound, which you can automatically assume that it's a sakonis nefoshes, an external wound, you can't automatically assume, and you need to check with the patient or with the doctor, do you need to mechal shabbos for that? Is that a sakonis nefoshes? Now again, once it is established that it is a sakonis nefoshes, obviously you're going to break Shabbos for such a person. Obviously, once it's been established that he's in danger of life, no doubt about it, that you're going to break Shabbos for such a person. This is only in establishing the fact that he's in a situation of sakonis nefoshes, right? As opposed to internal illnesses, which you're going to automatically assume, external illnesses, you need to first check and make sure that this is the case. Sifkot Nud Zain. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Nud Zain. Sakonis Nefoshes. Tzorich Loima, the correct guess should be Sofek Sakonis Nefoshes. Veroitze Loima, what he means to say, Dafilu Oimrim, Rak Shem Yichpadol Avachoyli Veistaken. Even if they say that he might be in danger of life, it might be Sakonis Nefoshes, Namishore, it's also Mutter. Vezeu Shesiyam Aramo, and this is what the Ramo says later on. Ein lekamon simen tov reshut ches. Check what it says in simen tov reshut ches. Dechen mevur shom le'inin achilas yom kippurim. Because over there, the same halacha is explained in regard of the halachas, the dinim of yom kippurim. Vuhad din kon. And this is exactly the same halacha that applies over here. Legabe Hilcha Shabbos. We find in many cases, in many dinim, we find that the break yom kippur is very very similar. The same halacha is applied into break Shabbos. Right. Seif Vav. Mako shal gabeyat. A wound which is on the back of the hand of a person. Vigav haregel. And similarly also the foot. Vechein. Similarly, meshebod aluka. Somebody who swallowed a leech. Vechein. And similarly, mishenoshchi kelev shoite. Somebody who was bitten by a wild dog. Oy, or echad mezeichle ofam emisim, zeichle ofam emisim. Somebody was bitten by a dangerous scorpion. Afilu sofek, even if you're in doubt, imay misim lav. If this particular scorpion his poison can actually endanger a person's life or not, some are more dangerous than others. With all those cases, harihem kemakish l'chalol. All those cases mentioned right now are considered like a makash l'chalol, like an internal wound. In other words, that you don't need to check is this a sakonis nefoshes or not. You don't have to. This is, we assume straight away, all those cases are considered a sakonis nefoshes, and you're not to be automatically mechal shabbos. Of course, unless you know clearly that there is no sakonis nefoshes, then of course you're not going to mechal shabbos. But the point is, about all those things, you can straight away assume that it's sakonis nefoshes. Seif Koton Yudches in Mishneh Berurah. Al kol mako. Sorry, I made a mistake. Yeah. Yes, sure. Yeah, it's interesting. It's out of place. Very interesting. It's not referring to general. It is not referring to like a slight wound or something like that. It's true because sometimes you might have there things which are more serious than in other places. It's true. You're not going to automatically assume if you have a slight wound or slight unwellness in your hand, you have slight pain. You're not going to automatically assume it's anything serious. It's true. The Gemara does speak about it. I don't remember exactly the point, but the it's true.
Maybe that's not the point he's making. Is I feel if it's a yad and a regal, which you would normally consider to be external things where there's no suffering.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It does seem like inconsistent with the other ones, which clearly suffix a comma, and you wouldn't necessarily know how the extent of
right.
The danger.
Right. The truth is that I remember now that he points out over here, B'Shem Reb Nissen Karelitz, that he's referring to anything which is peculiar, anything which is on the yad and the regel, which is outstandingly painful or exceedingly strange. Then by the gavar, by the regel and by the foot and by the hand, you can assume that it's a zakonas nefoshes, as opposed to other parts of the body. There is something exceptional about the yad. Yeah. Right. A deep cut, for instance, a deep cut in the hand or something, it might be more serious than in other places of the body. Right. Seif Zayin. There's a shtickle in machlokes about that. Yeah, that's why I didn't want to go into it, yeah. Yeah. Mechalin, but it doesn't make so much of an afkum in the ledina, so we move on. Mechalin Shabbos, al kol mako shenaseis machmas bazel. You can also, says the Shulchan Aruch, you are allowed to be mechal Shabbos on any wound, shenases, which has been caused, machmas bazel, due to metal. Ve'al shchin, habo befiat avas. This is a type of hemorrhoids. A certain type of hemorrhoids, which you also have to mechal Shabbos for. Ve'al simta, snap, a type of abscess. Vua nikre, ploinkeru belaz. Ve'al mish yesh boi kadachas, and somebody has got fever, cham beyoise, particularly high. We're going to speak about that in a minute, Mr. Hashem. Oy im simu. Somebody's got simu, which is he's got chills, he's freezing cold and hot at the same time. A special type of fever. I'm going to explain that a little bit, one by one. Shulchan Aruch says, Mechalin Shabbos al kol makos shenaseis machmas bazel. Any wound which has been caused through metal. The Bialoche points out, he brings from the Tevuah Shor, that the Pashtus over here, what he's referring to, is referring to an impact, a blow, which has been through metal. Normally, when you get hit through metal, it's so powerful, the impact is so powerful, that you may cause internal damage. And that may be, that's the Poshup Shat, what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to. Additionally, some poskim understand that it's not only referring to that blow, that impact, which has been through metal, it may also be referring to cuts through metal, and that is very medically very easy to understand, because we know that tetanus, there's always a danger. If you get a cut through metal, there's an additional danger of infection, and therefore it may be referring to that as well, that whenever there's a cut, not only a blow which has been thrown through metal, but also a cut which has been caused by a cut from metal, if it's reasonably deep, it's also a sakonas nefoshes, and you're not to be mechal Shabbos for that. This is as far as the machmas bazel is concerned. Val shchina bo atamas is also a type of hemorrhage which may be very, very dangerous. Let's just do Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah seif kot nyut ches al kol mako afilu eno b'chal al haguf. Even if it's not in the if it's not internal, then if it's external, v'afilu shel al gabe yad v'regel, you're still not to be mechal Shabbos. Seif Cotton Yud Tess. Cham Beyoisa. Right. Very high fever. The Mishneh Berurah here explains, and that's all the poskim, all the achronim seem to understand, that very high fever, says the Mishneh Berurah, Hu Anikro Beloshen Ashkenaz Typhus, V'chedoyme. The Shulchan Aruch is actually not referring to very high fever. Let's get that straight. The Shulchan Aruch, so the Achronim understand the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch is only talking about typhus. Typhus is obviously a sakonas nefosh, not to mechal Shabbos for that. Now let's step out from Shulchan Aruch for a second and ask, what about high fever indeed? Somebody's got very high temperature. Is that a sakonas nefosh? Yes or no? There's a very interesting tshuva of Reb Moshe Feinstein, and he seems to be saying from 38.3 or 38.5 already, it's a konos nefosh, and you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for that, which is a very big chiddush, because I think we'll all agree that somebody's got 38.5 is not necessarily in a situation of sakonas nefoshes. He does say, it's an interesting point, It does say, however, that halacha lemaisa, you're not allowed to do more than take aspirin because that's going to help matters. You're not allowed to, just because somebody's got 38.5 temperature, that doesn't mean you're just allowed to jump into conclusions and you know, drive around on Shabbos to you know. Obviously, you're not only allowed to do what is necessary to get the temperature down. Rav Vozna has a tshuva, which is very, very, very understandable. He wants to say, well, a temperature is actually something very, very relative. You can have somebody who's got 38.5, and indeed, you know, as long as you don't know where the temperature comes from, somebody's got 39 temperature, and you don't know what caused the temperature, yeah, maybe it might be Sagonis Nefoshes. But if somebody has got we know exactly what the machle is, we know exactly what kind of infection he's got, and it's, you know, and it's got, it might even have risen to 40 or something. But you know what to do about it, well, that might not necessarily be a Sagonis Nefoshes, not even Chal Shabbos. It very much depends on the situation. Euch Shabbos also points out, it depends on the situation. We'll all agree, says Rav Vozna, if it's over 40, well, yeah, you're obviously not even Chal Shabbos. But generally speaking, it's not the temperature which is actually the cause of the, it's not that what is allowing you to break Shabbos. It depends a bit on the circumstances. See, what do you know what causes the temperature, or do you not know what causes the temperature? And that is really the point that we need to understand as far as temperature is concerned. I think that's a very clear and understandable point. Right. Im simu sifkoten chof. Sivkot Nchof Im Simu. Meloshen Tesame Saros Besori. That the Saros Besori, the hair stood up, so to speak. That's the name. Vu Anikro Shoiderin Meloshen Ashkenaz. It means like shivering in German. Shebo Akerirus Vachamimus Bepam Achas. That you're freezing cold and boiling hot at the same time. Lafuk Kadachas Matsui. It comes to exclude the regular type of fever and temperature that is generally known. But normally, when you have normal kadachas, normal temperature, you're first cold and then afterwards hot. Either way, it doesn't come simultaneously. And normal low type of temperature is not necessarily considered cholish ish b'sakone. Obviously, if somebody is not well, we're going to speak about that. Somebody who is a chole, even though it's not a cholish ish b'sakone, somebody's a cholish em b'sakone, and somebody's got a reasonably high temperature, is considered a cholish em b'sakone. For him, we're going to discuss that at length in Mitzvah at later Seifim. You're allowed to ask a goy to do a melacha for you, even a melacha de reise. This is Seif Zayin. We're going to step on now to Seif Chof. Mi she'och zidam mekizin oisoy afilu hoylech al raglov v'afilu b'yom harishon. This Seif discusses something which is not generally done anymore. This is the Seif about bloodletting. We don't do that anymore nowadays, as far as I know. It used to be the general understanding that if somebody has got either too much blood or problems with the blood, you'd actually just do bloodletting. The Gemara speaks in many places about it. The Seif Chesovia tells us you're not allowed to do that under certain seconds and on Shabbos, even if it seems to be walking fairly well. You're not allowed to do that. You are allowed to do our causes dam on Shabbos. Says Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Chof Aleph, Makizin Oisoi. Makizin Oisoy, Afilu Alidi Yisrael, this account to who? He said that you're allowed to do that causes dam, the bloodletting, even through Yisrael, because it's Sakona. Generally, Ochzoy Dam, what the Shulchan Aruch considers Ochzoy Dam, the Remnissin Karelis and other poskim understand that it's talking about either very low blood pressure or very high blood pressure. What is interesting over here is that the Mishnah Berurah says somebody's got this Ochzoy Dam, it's considered Zakonas Nefoshes, and you're not to be Michal Shabbos. Now, it's true that the Hakozas Dam that the Shulchan Aruch mentions, we don't do that anymore. But what we do see from here is that very high blood pressure, or alternatively, very low blood pressure, is considered a Zakonas Nefoshes, and you're not to break Shabbos for that, which is an important point to know. If somebody has got only a little bit of that, also, and if somebody has got only a slight unwellness, he's only slightly unwell, not fully considered a cholish shein b'sakona, just a mechash ba'alme, slight unwellness, you're not allowed to mechal Shabbos for such a person. Right? Is there any questions about that? Because we have basically covered the omud of the day. Is there any points to?
No,
Hakazadam, we don't do Hakazadam anymore. Not as far as I know. Yeah. 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 What you're mentioning is actually an important point that, as I mentioned before, that whenever it comes, there is some rare cases in which Chazal defined as a sakona, as a danger, as a tzafinda that we mentioned before, that we saw yesterday. Tzafinda is what Chazal considered a danger. So tzafinda is a danger, and therefore you're not to Michal Shabbos for that. Generally speaking, however, there's no, it doesn't work that way. Generally, we go according to the medical understanding of the day. If something is considered nowadays a danger, you're going to be Michal Shabbos for that. If something is not considered a danger, you're not going to be Michal Shabbos for that. It's always according to the medical understanding of the day, which obviously changes over periods of time. But that's what we work with. That is what we work with.
Yeah. The general understanding about using a
guide. I don't understand your question. Right. If we are in a situation of sakonas nefoshes, you don't need to ask a goy. Right? That is it. Goy only. We're going to speak about the goy at a later point when it comes to sakonas nefoshes. But generally, you don't really have to. We're going to speak about that still. But generally speaking, you don't really have to. It's sakonas nefoshes. The goy comes into it really when it comes to cholish ha'em b'sakona. But then we're going to speak about that at a later sefer mitzvah Hashem. Sofek, sakonas nefoshes, also not Michal Shabbos. You don't really need to go for that. Sofek, even a sfek, the Gemara says, even if you are in a doubt over that, if it's a slight, only a slight tzad of sakonas nefoshes, you're still not Michal Shabbos.
A general question, which maybe I haven't fully understood it, with the 3 days.
The 3 days, what are you referring to?
The 3 days of Shurim.
3 days of Shurim. Yeah, yeah.
Sunday,
yeah.
You started off by talking about the same movie. Talking about the issue of sakonas nefoshes affecting whether you can do malacha and also whether you can be over on the gzeira of
someone. Yeah.
Are the rules exactly the same for both?
Oh, I'm very pleased you're mentioning this. Very good. Right. So we always have to keep both things in mind. When on the one hand we have, when it comes to actual chilul Shabbos, when are you allowed to be mechalel Shabbos? Right? So as far as that is concerned, we have only discussed now cholish sheyesh b'sakona, sakonas nefoshes, somebody's in danger life. So that we have discussed that you're not to do anything for that person. This heter of a pikuach nefesh doiche hilcha Shabbos also obviously applies. Obviously, if you're not to mechal Shabbos on a deraisa, obviously you're also allowed to take some money. Right, because it's only the Rabbanon. Right now, this gzera is actually a very strong gzera and a very serious gzera. We haven't really discussed it, as it's really going to come into it when we speak about the cholish she'ein bo sakona, and when it comes to a mechash. That is really the point when we're going to mainly discuss this gzera and also the eterim to it. That is really the point, because now we have only discussed the cholish she'ein bo sakona. It's the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't really say it explicitly, but it is self understood that if it's doiche, you know, the rice says, obviously it's also going to be doiche the gzera shchikas hamamonim. We're going to speak about this gzera much more in depth at the later seifim. Mechash is a lesser dagger than a cholish she'ein bo sakona. It's even a lesser dagger. Discomfort. It's less than a cholish she'ein bo sakona. Mechash is somebody's, a headache. A little bit of pain here. A little bit of pain there. Not comfortable. It's cold. You know, this is called a mechash. And that is really the most chomo. Over there, Chazal were very machmi on a person like that. On a person like... Yeah? Yeah, maybe. On a person like that, Chazal be very machmi. A person like that is definitely, there's nobody who's matir, gzeira shchikas hamamonim on a person like that. When it comes to chelish she'ein bo sakona, it's a big machlokes, and Mishneh Berurah is, there's a stir in Mishneh Berurah, but generally we are mekel. But when it comes to a mechash, we are very machmi.
You're going to be able to give